Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Cale Copeland. He has been a chiropractic provider to the Victoria Grizzlies Junior A Hockey Club for 9 seasons and involved in healthcare for over 2 decades. Get ready to be inspired to greater vitality, performance, energy, and health as he interviews experts every 2 weeks. Now here's Dr. Cale.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Cale Copeland and I'm your host for Back to Health. Thanks for listening. This is episode number 8 and it's an honor to be speaking with chiropractic legend Dr. Sid Sheard. We're going to talk about the NHL, chiropractic, health, and success. Now before he joins us, just a reminder that if you have any questions or you require assistance, you can always reach us here at Victoria Family Chiropractic at 250-592-5553 or online at www.vfchiro.com. So here's a little about Sid. So Dr. Sid Sheard served as the official chiropractor for the NHL's Vancouver Canucks for 30 years. He officially retired from that role in 2013 after 50 years in clinical practice. He now practices part-time, serving chiropractors in North America as a chiropractic radiologist. In 2015, he was awarded the Builders Award, the Builders Leadership Award, by the British Columbia College or British Columbia Chiropractic Association, and he currently lives in Cobble Hill with his wife Joan. For more information about Sid, you can Google him, or he can be reached by email at Sid Sheard, S-I-D-S-H-E-R-D, at shaw.ca. Dr. Sid. Sorry, what was that, Sid?
S-H-E-A-R-D.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, Dr. Sid, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being with us. You know, I've always been struck by your kindness, your willingness to help, and your humility. You're honestly an amazing role model for anyone. So I had a couple questions for you. I guess my first question there, Sid, is what is a chiropractor doing working with an NHL hockey team?
Well, Cale, that seems to be a natural fit because hockey, as you know, is a contact sport, mm-hmm. and we deal most of the time with musculoskeletal injuries, so that hockey being a contact sport, it is a natural health tie-in. And it's a great atmosphere to work in, as I found with the Canucks, because you're working with other professionals in the medical field, orthopedic surgeons, dentists, optometrists, specialists in orthopedics, et cetera, and so that it's an atmosphere of learning and participating, and it's appreciated not only by the players, but by the other professional colleagues you're working with. So it's a very satisfying entry to work with NHL hockey teams. Now, where most of the teams through the NHL have employed chiropractors on their staff. And yep. Today, they have, with the Canucks, for example, Dr. Glenn Cashman, who was in clinical practice with me for many years. He started with junior hockey with the Vancouver Giants, and now he's working with the Canucks as their team doctor. And he has gone on to get his degree in sports science, as well as a master's science degree in rehabilitative medicine at UBC.
That's awesome.
So he's carrying on the legacy of chiropractic and sports medicine, as is another chiropractor in our office, MSK Health, in Burnaby and Vancouver. But in any event, it was an interesting situation where I joined the Canucks back in 1983 and treating, first of all, Darcy Rota,
mm-hmm.
and who was an outstanding member of the Canuck family. And he was suffering with injuries to his neck and subsequent headaches as a result of his career in hockey. And he responded very well, and he referred the Canuck trainer at that time, Larry Ashley, who died prematurely but is in the Hockey Hall of Fame, for his he died prematurely, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He is still remembered fondly by everyone who was connected with the Canucks.
Wow.
I was just going to add that when I started with the Canucks back in 1983, some of the people I treated at that time were Roger Nielsen and the Hall of Fame hockey coach and Ron Smith. Roger, of course, took over from Harry Neal in the Canucks' run to the Stanley Cup Final in 1982.
Oh, I remember.
Harry and I became very good friends, and Harry walked in one day to the training room when I was treating Roger Nielsen and Ron Smith, the associate head coach with Roger, and Roger at that time said, Harry, you got to get this man under contract. And so Harry sent a note down, Sid, consider yourself the team chiropractor. As long as I'm here, you're here.
That's awesome.
Handshake is all I need. Never mind anything in writing. And that's the way it stood for 30 years.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I guess I had a couple questions. I mean, I suppose it may be different on specific sports teams, but with treating the players, did they come and see you with specific ailments, or were they coming to see you more for prevention, or did it have to go through the trainer first? Like, how did that kind of work?
Well, as a team chiropractor, I attended every game, plus many practices. So, you're there that day of the game. If they get injured in the game, you're right there to manage it.
Yep.
And the other days I would be on call to go down to practice and treat anybody that was injured, or else they'd send them to my office, my clinic.
Okay.
And so we worked closely with the trainer, and that's the way it goes today. And Glenn Cashman, who attends all the games. In fact, the Canucks gave me, on my retirement, a lifetime seat in the arena, lifetime pass, and among other things, that they were very nice to me. And so it's a little difficult getting to the mainland now from where I live in. So I don't get there that often, but I still participate in their annual charity golf tournament, which has so far raised over $1 million to the Canucks for Kids Fund.
Isn't that amazing? So,
it's been very satisfying and rewarding to have been a member of the Canuck family.
It's so cool. So cool. You know what? There's one thing I definitely wanted to talk to you about, because there's a lot in the news now about concussions. And there's obviously been some high-profile people that chiropractic has helped with concussions. You know, I've been fortunate to help a lot of athletes with it. You know, what's your experience with treating concussions on the team?
Well, that's a very good question. And, of course, the NHL is very conscious of the role that chiropractors and other specialties play in the concussion role.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing, too, about concussions is that, and you can see in some of the ugly hits that are made, checking into the boards and checking from behind, et cetera, that concussion, the effect that it has on the upper cervical spine and the neck. And this cannot be overlooked. It's one of the key findings in concussion, is the role that a chiropractor can play in treating concussion, not only from cranial therapy, but also from treatment of the upper cervical spine, which is sometimes neglected and overlooked in the traumatic event of concussion. And it's very much a necessary treatment option in all concussion cases.
Yeah, for sure, because I think generally in the public, the idea behind a concussion seems to be that it's strictly a brain injury. But it sounds like from what you're saying, there's definitely oftentimes a component involving the neck, and in particular the upper neck.
That's a fact. And this is well known today that the effect of a check from behind, which can result in concussion syndrome, also has a devastating effect on the upper cervical region.
Yeah, it does.
And this has to be attended to by a skilled chiropractor.
That's great. And so when you were on the team, I would imagine you saw lots of concussions, I would think, and it was the whole medical staff all in agreements with, that type of treatment?
It's a collaborative situation in all injuries, and you have the trainer, the head trainer, is kind of like the quarterback, you might say, and he directs the patient to the appropriate care and attention that he needs, and so you would work in that collaborative atmosphere with other specialties.
It does sound extremely rewarding. I mean, I worked with a junior A hockey club. I work with the Vikes hockey team now, and it is such a great experience working with other people. But that's great, Sid. I mean, this is a big question. You know, you've had a very lengthy career. You know, you've helped lots of people. You know, the question I had for you was, have you noticed any specific traits or habits that you feel that might have the most significant impact on people's health or performance?
Well, I think today people are so very much health conscious, mm-hmm. and very active lifestyle. So you're treating and looking at people who are involved not only in contact sports, but running, jumping, et cetera, tennis. But all of them involve musculoskeletal kinematics. And in other words, the whole gamut of sports injuries today has broadened into a scope involving not just a concussion, but all musculoskeletal injuries, whether from the foot, from the ground up, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And so the chiropractor of today has got to be prepared to treat people the whole body, in other words. And that means from the ground up, whether it be foot ankle arch problems requiring orthotic intervention, or up to the brain. But the active lifestyle of people today requires a broadened skill on the part of the today's chiropractor.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's sort of what I was hoping to get from you. I mean, I guess you've been with some amazing athletes. I mean, I think of Pavel Bure; he's a Hall of Famer. You know, the Sedins are going to be Hall of Famers. Did you notice traits that seemed to be they had certain qualities that enabled them to perform at a higher level or be healthier than most people, or even just in practice? Did you notice that with patients?
Well, there are hereditary factors involved here.
Yeah.
Certainly, because of you might say breeding, because there's so many NHL hockey players today who whose fathers and uncles and brothers have all been NHL or hockey players or athletes in other sports.
Hmm.
So it carries down from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the retired numbers in the Canucks, you've got Stan Smeal, Trevor Linden, Marcus Naslin, Pavel Bure, for example. And these are all players who have a family history of people involved in hockey, for example.
Hmm.
But Trevor is also involved in cycling, and Pavel loves his tennis. Steamer is quite a runner. And Marcus Naslund also. And so their cross-training is very popular, and more than one sport involved. So you're looking at people today who are very much involved in a variety of sports, mm-hmm. and a variety of activities to keep fit, and that requires attention to MSK or musculoskeletal injuries.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I guess it sounds to me like, you know, not only were these guys great hockey players, but they were very active physically. It sounds like all of them, even outside of hockey, had interests and hobbies that they enjoyed that were physical. You know, I've certainly, you know, movement is life, and I think in dealing with patients and athletes in my practice, you know, that's definitely a trait you see, that people that are healthy, just they move and they develop interest in things. So that's neat to hear.
In fact, because even today, living where I am at Arbutus Ridge, a golf course community, but also has facilities, gym, and I work out at the gym every day. Don't miss it, and that keeps my cardiovascular fitness up, and it keeps me free to do the activities I so much enjoy. Yeah. That would include.
That's great. Did most of the Canucks get chiropractic care? Like, did you treat the likes of Pavel Bure and Marcus Naslund? And
oh, very much so.
Okay.
And the prevention and maintenance care is part of and parcel of what we introduced with the Canucks.
Oh, that's great.
Preventative care, maintenance care, as well as
injury
treatment.
Now, when you say, like, maintenance prevention, like, is that players getting adjusted, you know, once per month? Like, what's kind of an average? Is it individual?
No, it's individual. For example, Mark Messier, I treated him every day.
Okay.
Paul, one of the, he'll be an NHL, and his kids, he's got three kids in the NHL now, Paul Reinhart, but when he played with Calgary, he had a back injury and played maybe four games. When he came to the Canucks, I treated him before and after every game.
Wow.
And as a result, he only missed four games that season.
Isn't that awesome?
And that was because I suggested to Bob McCammon, who was the coach at that time, that he could be given a rest as the playoffs neared. And so it was just a maintenance day off rather than as a result of back problems. He was a prime example, as was Messier. I treated him before and after every game.
Wow.
And when he first arrived with the Canucks in 1997, after a very storied career with Edmonton and around the NHL, well, they won, beat Vancouver in the Stanley Cup Final of 1994.
That's still a bitter memory.
the first person he looked up when I arrived at training camp was myself, the trainer. At that time, Mike Bernstein said, "Sid, there's somebody who wants to see you," and in came Mark Messier.
Wow.
And he says, "I've been waiting for you."
That's
very fast friends. I treated him on a maintenance basis before and after every game. He was first in line.
Wow.
When Messier walked into the training room, those players who were waiting in line to be treated just parted like open sesame, like the Red Sea, and everybody passed up in his favor, and he was the first to be treated.
Yeah, he commanded a lot of. Just for our listeners, just if you're not a hockey, you know, if you don't know hockey, Mark Messier is a Hall of Famer, and he's said to be the greatest leader ever. I think he's won, you know, five or six Stanley Cups, and I think he's second or third in scoring of all time. So he's an absolute super duper legend, and what a great story to hear.
And we have a couple of legends in the making right now with the Sedin twins.
Yep.
And I have to tell tell you, the best, the most fit athletes on the team every year in fitness testing are the Sedins.
Are they really?
And they get regular treatment, and I have treated both of them extensively over the years.
Wow.
And now Glenn Cashman is managing their treatment to a great extent.
Wow.
And they are unbelievable athletes as well as individuals. They are first-class people and
yep.
come from an outstanding family and will be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Well, both of them have won scoring titles, have won so many awards in the NHL that they will be inducted into the Hall of Hockey Hall of Fame, I'm sure, as soon as they, their eligibility arrives on the scene. And
yeah.
so it has been an absolute, to me, treating and being around the Sedins has been one of the greatest achievements, or not achievements, but biggest thrills of my life, if
wow.
you can call it a thrill, because they are such class individuals.
Wow.
Something that you sense just being around them. And,
well,
this is something that is conveyed to the players who realize that they are playing and skating and working out day to day with a couple of legends.
I just had a question for you. This is kind of off topic, but when you say class, they're classy, what do you mean exactly by that? Like, give us an example of what class means.
Well, you'll never hear them utter any epithets or swear words. They speak kindly, and even and have leadership qualities that just emanate out of every and ooze out of every pore in their body. So they are immediately grab your attention when they walk into a room. You can see that if you are a hockey fan, watch any of the interviews that take place before or after a game, and on news programs, you'll find that they convey a confidence and a source of confidence and pride in what and who they are and what they are,
mm-hmm.
and this permeates the atmosphere wherever they walk.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when the Canucks lost in Game 7 to Boston, and I think they were interviewing, I think it was Daniel Sedin after the game, you know, Canuck fans were heartbroken, and here was this guy who's put his entire life into it, and he was just classy, calm, and I just thought, wow, what an amazing
that
person.
Unforgettable evening and night, because the Canucks, that was the worst officiated series.
Oh.
The Boston Canucks series in my memory, because you play whistle to whistle. Well, the Canucks whistle to whistle would win hands down against Boston, but there was always a big scrum led by that
that little pest.
the pest.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. A pest. He was a dirty hockey player, and he cross-checked the Sedins. He went looking for them, and this is after the whistle, after the play is over. But the referees deemed fit to let it happen.
Yeah.
All they had to do was call the game whistle to whistle, cut out the nonsense after the whistle, and we would have had the Canucks winning that series.
Indeed. You know, Sid, I had a question for you too. I mean, this is for our listeners. You know, to anyone out there, what would your advice be to best look after your spine? What would you advise someone to do?
Well, activity.
Okay.
Now that opens the field to a worldwide scheme of whatever your interest may be.
Okay.
Whether it just be simply walking, or whether it be running, or whether it be becoming involved in athletic activities such as hockey, soccer, baseball, whatever.
Okay.
Walking is still one of the best conditioners there is.
It is.
And, you know, movement is life and life is movement.
Yep.
And as you stated earlier, and this is so true in today's lifestyle, people are more in tune with activity today than they ever have been, which with the result being that more are susceptible to musculoskeletal, if not injuries, then overuse syndromes, for example, even in the workplace.
Yes.
And these overuse injuries require proper diagnosis and treatment. And this is where a good chiropractor comes in.
Now, when you say overuse syndrome, Sid, like, I think you're referring to, like, you know, poor postures over long periods of time. Is that sort of what you're speaking to?
Or repetitive stress syndromes, like a cashier, for example. And
okay.
You walk into a grocery store, and they're doing the same thing every day.
Okay.
Lifting and bending and twisting and working on computers, and they develop wrist, forearm overuse problems, nerve entrapment syndromes.
Yep.
Those are the type of overuse syndromes that are becoming so very prevalent in today's age, and they need to be looked at very carefully.
They do, yeah. I guess getting back to what I asked you before, what about stretching? Was that something that was encouraged, that you encouraged your patients to do? And was stretching something that you noticed that the Canucks did? Is that something that's common?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay.
The Canucks have a great stretching program. Everybody that came into my office, no matter what the problem, always had exercises or stretching to do.
Okay.
It's something I do every day. It's something the Canucks do every day.
Okay.
And they have a great weight and conditioning program with the Canucks. They have other stretching programs through their staff. So that this is something they live by.
That's
in order
great.
It's a great preventative.
Yeah,
stretching.
I just want our patients to know that when they see the chiropractor and the chiropractor saying do these stretches, this isn't just the chiropractor talking. I mean, this is stuff that, like, world class Hall of Fame athletes do, and these people are under massive amounts of, you know, physical strain and even emotional strain too. So if it works for Hall of Fame athletes, then it works for us. It works for people. Hey, listen, Sid, I just want to say, what an honor it's been to talk to you, and thanks for representing this profession so well. And it's such a treat to hear you talk. And it's funny, you talk about the Sedins being such a class act, but it's one of the things, you know, when I see you, it's that you have that sort of aura, and it's hard to even explain. It's just this kindness and you know, and you're just the kindest person. So, just want to say thanks, and to all our listeners out there, if you know any athletes, hockey players, health enthusiasts, please share this with them. Dr. Sid, thank you to all our listeners. Thanks so much for listening, and we really hope you'll be with us again in 2 weeks for our next episode of Back to Health.
Well, Cale, thank you ever so much, because you give off the same vibe. And good luck as in the future. And don't forget to do your exercises.
I will, Sid. Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For more information about Dr. Cale, visit his website, vfchiro.com, where you can read his blog and hit links to his YouTube channel and Facebook page for videos and more. Book an appointment with Dr. Cale today at Victoria Family Chiropractic by calling 250-592-5553 and get started on a path to being your best.